take out. It's our first podcast from the after the summer break, where we decided not to do any. I believe it's episode 117, but my numbers did get messed up badly before this point. So let's just call it 117 from this point onwards.
Yeah, let's just call it that. Yeah.
So we decided to come back and we're going to talk about why one-off projects could cost you more than a year's worth of IT support.
Yeah, okay.
So we frequently get customers, well, not customers because they haven't become customers, businesses getting in contact who've got like a small issue with Google Workspace or something along those lines, and they don't want to have IT support. They just want to have that one problem fixed and then bye-bye, don't want to talk to you again. Break fix, it's called in the industry. If you go ahead and do that, it's where someone contacts you because something's not working and they want you to come along and fix it or deploy something that they haven't had before, but then they don't want any support afterwards. But we figured this actually costs more than having a year's worth of support, because a lot of the things that these companies will come along asking for, it could be something as simple as setting up SPF and DKIM and all that kind of stuff. Well, that gets included if you have an IT support package. Not only are you getting your IT support and assistance, you're getting all the other features of that included, your, in our case, licenses, backup, security, and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to be cheaper than project work, because what they don't seem to they don't get is that actually we've got a lot of customers that have committed them their business to businesses to us for us to look after them. So they're always going to be our priority. The guys have committed to us, who've signed contracts, and they want to have full on IT support. And by coming along and just wanting a one-off thing, you're basically pulling us away from looking after our clients. This is why we don't do it. We never accept this type of work. You're pulling us away from our clients to help you, because your problem is going to be immediate. Hence the reason you're contacting us, because you need it fixed now. So you're going to have to pay a premium for that, and that will be more than what it's probably going to cost you for a whole year's support for your whole team.
Yeah, and it's not just the one-off project that's the issue that actually costs you. It's the fact that you're not spending on any IT support as you're going along that really costs you, because often you'll find that you wouldn't need to have a big one-off project if you actually had somebody who was there to answer questions and help you as you were moving along, so that you didn't have to do this one big project that comes along when either something majorly goes wrong or somebody says you can't use that system anymore, you need to upgrade to XYZ, and you're way behind, then it does look like it's a massive cost. And then you can't find a partner because everybody, pretty much everybody who's in our business is like we are and says, no, we don't do one-off jobs. All you get from one-off jobs is you break fix people, and you break fix people don't do your big project works. They just fix stuff that breaks. And yeah, you end up stuck not being able to do any IT.
Yeah, you end up with the mentality that IT is all about fixing things, when IT is actually about not having things break in the first place. And that only comes with a commitment and ongoing relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no way of getting around that. The fact that people think IT breaks all the time is, well, in partly this truth, it does. Otherwise, none of us would have careers. But secondly, if you haven't got anybody who's keeping it going all the time, it'll be like an old-fashioned internal combustion engine with no oil in it. It will eventually grind to a halt and seize up and all that kind of stuff, and IT's no different.
IT's changed over the years, because in the past it was about fixing things. Like you said, you'd have no careers, but we do now, because it's all about improving efficiencies and getting rid of the mundane, using AI and using the latest technology. So it's not about fixing anymore. Stuff doesn't break it, but it's more about doing it in a better way.
Yeah.
using the correct tools. Like, it can be something as simple as not using a Microsoft Word document as a form, using an actual form bit of software like Google Forms or Microsoft Forms to collect your data. And it's things like that, because the efficiencies that brings is incredible, and that's what IT is about. And you don't get that if you're just doing one-off projects all the time.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. You don't know anything that changes or becomes new. I guess it's a bit like the accountants say with somebody who only goes to see their accountant once a year, and all the accountants say you just don't get the service. It's exactly the same for us. You come and see us once a year. If we do the work, all I'm going to do is fix whatever's broken, and then you'll go, oh, that's great, and you never move on. You never change. Everything remains exactly the same, which is where so many businesses are, that they just don't know what they can do. But You do catch lucky. We take on a new customer recently in the care industry, actually recruiting, and they had no idea what they could do with Google Forms until you showed them what they could do with Google Forms. They were like, wow, this is changing everything.
Yeah, transform their business.
Yeah, with one small thing that someone would go, what, really? That transformed their business, but it has.
Is their previous IT, they hadn't shown them anything. They were just, well, they had an ongoing relationship. They'd only contact them to get things fixed that weren't working. But we brought them on board and things don't break in the Google world. So it was just all about assistance and improving their efficiencies. But the other thing with project work is if someone's contacting you about a project they want doing, that's kind of odd because they're kind of suggesting they know a bit about IT to know what they need doing.
Yeah.
So why aren't they doing it themselves? Because they don't actually know what they're talking about and they don't know what they need doing. That's where they need a relationship so that we can understand their business and over time move them in the right place and get them where their IT should be. And you can't do that for one-off projects. It's kind of like guessing in the dark, really.
Well, yeah, you won't know what it is that you need to ask. And yeah, that definitely crops up because people know what they want to do, which is fine. You should know what you want to do in your business or how you want it to be. But what you shouldn't do is then question the IT person about their implementation of it. Now, there are two approaches. There's our way with Google or there's the other way with Microsoft, and there's two approaches. So you can choose which approach you like. I mean, that's your freedom of your choice. You can choose your approach to it. But what you should never do on either side of the fence is then question the person because, I don't know, maybe you did a bit of IT 5-10 years ago and you remember a few things that you've done that worked once. You make the assumption that that's still relevant and it may be completely gone. That doesn't happen anymore. Everything's changed. We don't do it like that anymore. And you wouldn't know that. And then you start pushing and then you'll start picking a provider based on the fact that someone else won't listen to you. I'll get someone who listens. I'll get someone who does it my way. And that's not, you wouldn't do it with the doctor. I can promise you, you wouldn't do that with the doc if he told you, you must have this surgery or you're dead. You wouldn't, well, all right, some people.
And when you're lacking that knowledge, how do you know that the project you're going after, the project work that you are doing is the right thing for your business? You don't, the ones that we've experienced doing it are normally doing it because a bigger client of theirs that they're scared of losing or an industrial body has said, you've got to do it and you've got to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And actually, you don't necessarily have to do it that way. There's better ways of doing that, but you won't know about that. So you're having to rush around to find somebody. We had a great example probably about 24 months ago. Remember that healthcare company that kept contacting us for some project work to be done? And we go, we don't do project work. You need to sign an agreement and we can then bring you on board and actually show you what you need and get you going. And they were adamant they needed project work because the NHS had told them to do it. And they didn't really have a clue what they were doing. They'd failed their the levels they need to get to and things like that. And they were urgent to get it done, but they just didn't want to understand what needed to be doing. And they just wanted it done in this one way, which wasn't the correct way to do it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I think people think it's too expensive to look at these managed agreement over a period of time, just going, well, there's gonna be a lot of time and I'm investing money and I'm not getting anything for it, because they don't know what it is to start with that they're going to get when they've got a partner. And they also don't realize that what they're buying is insurance as well, because you and I can see a problem up and coming or straight away go, all right, this is a risk. If this goes south, you're in big trouble. So you need to put XYZ in place to protect yourself. Or you get ransomware, which is pretty unfortunate. Or you have a rogue employee that says, right, stuff you. I'm silently quitting and deleting everything before I leave. And then you go, where's the backup? And of course, well, exactly, we put a backup in for you because that's what we do. But you didn't have one. And then you're like, that's going to take me days to re-enter that data.
It's the value you get with a partnership that you don't get on a one-off because there's no relationship built there. But yeah, the value you get with a partnership. And it's not just IT, because the fact that we work with so many different companies with different industries, our vast knowledge of how people operate in different industries is pretty big, and how it could be changed to fit into another industry and stuff like that.
And yeah, that's a really good point. That's a good point, James. I think a lot of people don't think about that with managed service providers, people like us who work with different companies, that we get to see all these different things and we fixed problems in one industry that totally work in another. I'm going, you could do it this way. Accountants, recruiting, sales, all of those things, manufacturing, now blooming retail as well. I'm starting to get an eye on retail, and I've done that before, and I've seen the pitfalls and what stuff needs to be covered off. And and you just assume that because you can't think of anything, it's not worth your money, whereas we're jam-packed full of ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not all about spending money. It's not like I want to sell you a load of stuff. It's full of ideas to make it better, because most of us in this business wouldn't do it if we didn't actually enjoy making things better for people.
The thing is, the vast majority of the ideas are bundled in with your package anyway.
Yeah.
It's just there. If we spot something that's going to help you out that we've seen elsewhere, we can stick that in for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
That's one of the issues you kind of have when you're selling IT support, especially a partnership version, is that how do you market that I can tell you that I can do that, but you don't actually get the value until that question comes along with that point in time where it saves you loads. Exactly like with the healthcare company where we move their forms to Google Forms. It's a small thing for us, but it's a massive change for them, and it's been brilliant for them.
I understand that the phrase that people use is that if you're a great dentist, you should show people a book full of fabulous smiles. You show them the end result, not how you did it.
Fabulous smiles of people holding their computers.
Yeah, well, you know, you tell the story of the result they want to achieve, don't you?
Yeah.
Which, again, is difficult with telling them the result of replacing a form-based paper system with an electronic one is a harder story to tell in LinkedIn. And, you know, get yourself to the front of the queue in LinkedIn while some tosspot with a Lambo is virtue signaling. That I saw this weekend on LinkedIn.
But anyway, that is the reason why we don't do one-off projects and why you shouldn't go for one-off projects. You should always go for the relationship if you want the best value for money.
Yeah. And anytime I've ever come across a business that's of a reasonable size and they've wanted to do one-off projects and they've vehemently said no against it, you've got the kind of feeling that the person in charge of it's not going to make that good decision in future either. It's sort of reflective of other aspects of those businesses. We've come across a few of those where it just didn't work out.
Yeah, they don't value the importance of IT.
Yeah.
Even though if I was to go into their office and turn their router off for a day, like you often say,
yeah,
how long are you going to ask before you call me to turn it back on? That's how important IT is for you. It's going to be within 10 minutes that you're going to be calling me. So it's pretty high up, but these people just don't have any respect for IT at all. It's the lowest level. It's the lowest thing possible.
I know. It's terrible when they see of us, yeah.
So if you're a fellow IT support company, we also advise avoiding one-off projects because it detracts from your main business.
Yeah, I wonder how many sometimes still do that. I think quite a lot. Still do one-off projects. Yeah, I think quite a lot do. I know there are several out there that will come up on LinkedIn and would definitely say, no, we don't. We are the epitome of top MSPs and we do all the best practices. But I think there's a lot out there that still take a job or two to pocket a few quid.
Yeah.
And I know having in my previous business, we did that. We would do that. And it would stiff my paying customers to the benefit of the one-off gig. Because it was always for top dollar. You'd never do a one-off job for rubbish money. You do a job for top money.
And that's the whole point.
Over the top of everybody else who's been paying you monthly due with diligence, and then you put someone else ahead for the cash. Yeah, it didn't look very good, did it?
Not at all. Exactly. That's why we don't do it, because it detracts from that and it's not great value for the person who's buying the project anyway. We're actually helping them by saying no, but you should become a full customer because it's going to cost you basically less for a whole year with us than it is for that one-off project.
But yeah, you could go into a whole other podcast about why you should say no to some people and not work with them too, couldn't you?
Maybe we'll do that as a later episode.
Yeah, well, we've had a few of those, that's for sure. I can think of in the last 2 years or so, we've had a few of those where we've gone, yeah, I'm quite glad we didn't work with them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have worked out. We would have clashed heads with them.
That's a good point to round up for our comeback podcast, and there'll be one again next week as normal, and back to the normal weekly schedule.
Mm, indeed. Yeah,
back to you soon. Thank you for listening and subscribing.
There's no bell or like button for it, is there?